Hey Peter, how's your mic sound, man?
Yo, my mic sounds good.
Good.
Yep.
You wanna bless these people with a remix of Give Me?
Yeah, sounds good.
Good. My name is Rick, nice to meet you.
Manifest, aka Peter King.
Listen to the lyrics, please.
Yo,
became much less, you invisible, blind to the eyes of the world, so they ridicule you, trying to get rid of you, and we let them by, when it's their own lives, so they minimize, yeah. What if they knew your life, that you gave up a one and only son to die for, mankind could they deny, the truth of it all, that it ain't a lie, almighty God, use me for your purpose, no I'm not perfect, hear my words, but one thing is certain, and assure me, all I want to do is kneel at your service, here at your service, all for you, all praise to the Lord, I offer you, my life.
Well, that may not be the manifest that everybody wants us to listen to, but I like him. So,
yep.
There you go.
Good lyrics.
All right, he's lyrically smooth.
Yeah,
lyrically smooth. So,
Dibba-da.
So we're the singing McFaddens.
The singing.
Welcome
McFaddens.
To our podcast, aka twoblindsquirrels.com. You want to break off something for me over there?
That's singing.
Break off something while we're over there.
No, there's no singing.
How about a little remix of the B-I-B-L-E? I actually got emails that said, if I hear B-I-B-L-E one more time, I'm going to bash something.
I'm glad I have that effect on people.
The Jesus Geeks.
It's good to know.
Not to be confused with the Jesus Geek. If you're going to start a podcast, yeah, and there's somebody out there calling himself the Jesus Geek,
mm-hmm,
and he's got a podcast called the Jesus Geek, I don't mean to pick on you guys, but why pick the name the Jesus Geeks? I mean, you're either riding his coattails or he's going to ride yours. If you become bigger than him, you're just going to drag him. I guess, well, hey, that's symmetry right there. That's not symmetry. What's the other word? Don't mess with me. I'm on a roll. Don't talk to me. Synergy. That's it.
He has the McFadden curse.
Who?
You.
Yeah. I can't think of words. Those big words.
You, they have more than three syllables. You can't say words.
They have more than three syllables. I'm out.
Wreath? Really?
That's one word.
That's one syllable. One wreath. Syllable. How do you say it?
Wreath.
You said it right.
A wreath. A reef.
He reef. Normally says reef. And his dad does the same thing. And his dad has the disease.
But if you say it right before
correct,
me.
But you cannot correct his dad.
But if you say it right before me, then I can repeat after you. It's just when I want to talk about the thing on the door, I can't remember if it's a reef or a wreath.
We're not at the beach. No. We're not snorkeling.
You know, I never confuse it at the beach, though. If it's the one at the beach, it's always the reef.
It's just the decoration on the door.
Yeah, I can't remember which one that one is.
Alrighty,
it's one of those synapses in my brain.
Synapses?
Yeah, one of those synapses. It doesn't quite reach all the way across.
Yeah.
So when that sucker fires, there's no telling where to go. You know, it's like, Pshaw! Whoa! Hold on.
Hoo-ah.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, pyromania and how it can affect you. That's right, that's what I said. That's all I got. So I'm just going to vamp until he starts singing again. Until, like, now.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Let's start off the show right. Shouldn't we start off the show right, or should we start off the show wrong?
No, I think right's good.
Right's good? We'll do right.
Let's do right.
Right. So, starting off the show right, we have another call from Scott from PA.
Okay.
Scott from PA, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I have so many Scotts, I can't keep them all straight.
I know.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This is Scott from Media PA again.
Media PA.
Media PA.
Is that the name of a town?
I don't know.
It sounds like the name of a company.
It's like a company or a, yeah, like or Media a PA. Ministry or something.
Media PA. PA Media. Where you reserve all your media needs. I think it's a town. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure if there's more than one way to spell manifest, like, you know, some words there are.
He's reading my mind.
There we go.
There you go.
But just in case, Manifest spells his name M-A-N-A-F-E-S-T.
What?
M-A-N... Okay, hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. M-A-N-A-F...
E-S-T.
Well, no wonder we couldn't find it.
No wonder. Well, okay, here's a song called So Beautiful, Runaway. Well, see, that makes sense. Rodeo. Oh, here's Bounce.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you, Scott.
Let's finish the message.
Check, 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 check.
Too late. Okay, so far, not so good. Here we go. So he's like a skateboard punk kind of rap.
Yeah.
This is not like a urban rap.
No.
This isn't like an Eminem thing. This is more like a, what was those guys that did the bouncing around in the 80s?
Oh,
jump,
yeah.
Jump.
Well,
he's doing,
jump. Yeah.
He's doing Bounce.
What was it? What are their names?
House of Pain.
Yeah.
That's where, what's his name was from?
It was in a bar.
Everlast was from
there.
Was
it in a bar?
A bar?
Yeah, well, they didn't part of it
from a bar
because
they were Irish.
Yeah.
They were an Irish rap band or whatever.
Everlast was in there?
Yeah, Everlast was in there.
Huh, okay.
Yep. So this guy's sort of like that, except he's bounced instead of jump.
Gotcha.
And it's also got the same beat, which I think is not cool at all. So far, I'm not liking this guy as much as I like the other guy.
Uh-oh.
Peter King.
Well, let it finish. We're not here trying to bring you down. We're just trying to
figure you out. Well, jump around. Jump around. My head when I slipped off a ledge and fell on my head. I got stuck in a bed. Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
I'm very disappointed.
You won't even let me listen to it.
I'm very disappointed. Okay, I'm sorry.
You are a snow. The pen and a pen, I had a voice in my head, and this is what it said. Right now, write down, write your feelings out. I'm on a song now, put my words in style. Find out why my people are crying out. Reach out with hip hop, skateboard, Instagram. Now is the time, now is the sign. Now say a line that'll prick the minds. It's over now, you're older now. I'll flow right through you, let's show them how.
Is there you hear a similarity at all? So all the B-boys, B-girls with the flow. Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters are bunk up, someone's fucking jump. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye, and then I'll take the punks out. Feeling funky, amps in the trunk, and I got cops at a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Sure enough, I got blocked from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get down to your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. If you wanna just bounce and bounce and move. If you wanna just move and move. Come on, B-boys, B-girls with the flow. Here we go, then. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, I like the original version better.
Alrighty, then.
Very disappointed in that. I had so much hopes, too. I mean, everybody was talking about it.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Okay, can we now finish this message?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
I mean, I'm sure it's got better lyrics. I'm sure the Christian lyrics is the other maybe wasn't and everything and all. But, you know, if you're going to rip a song off from the 80s, give them credit or something. I don't know.
That was from the 90s.
Was that from the 90s?
Pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it probably was.
Maybe this other manifest or whatever is spelled with an I or an E.
Yeah, the other manifest is spelled with an I. It's just like regular old manifest.
Right.
He was really good, that
like
Peter King guy.
The Lord is manifest in me.
Yes.
After the end or something. But anyway, I hope this helps in your search. And
it did.
By the way,
you.
Faith does an awesome job singing the B-I-B-L-E song.
Huh. There you go.
Now I'll never
Thank
hear the end of it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my That's... Lord, what have you done?
That's all I needed.
You people are just throwing logs on the fire.
You
Brad,
know.
I'd rather listen to you sing opera than actual opera.
Hey!
See, I said you did better.
What an encourager.
I know. I like you.
God bless.
Keep calling in. God bless to
God
you.
God bless to you too, Scott from Media PA.
That
I sing opera
town.
Better than real opera. That's what he said.
He said he would much rather listen to you sing opera than real opera.
Almost same.
Not almost same.
Almost same.
Not so much.
The only reason I sing so much, especially the opera stuff, is because John Wilkerson loves it when I sing.
I know. He can't.
He's my biggest singing fan.
I know. We do it all for him.
The other day when I was peeing in the shower.
What?
I was kind of checking out.
What did he say?
He said the thing you're not supposed to say anymore.
Did he was doing something in the shower?
I think, let me have to start over. Maybe he said, well, I was in the shower.
The other day when I was peeing in the shower.
He did.
There's no peeing in the shower. What if you lost your mind? You know, one day you get on your knees before the Lord and you say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What ministry? You know, what can I do for you? But what can you do through me? And he says, well, you know that podcast thing you're doing with Charlie? It's all funny and everything, but why don't you give that to me? And I'll just, you know, and I'm like, okay, Lord, you can have it. And the next thing you know, there are people calling in from all over the world telling you that they pay in the shower. You know how much flack me and Charlie took for that show?
I know.
I was kind of checking out. I can't do this. Too funny.
I'm glad he cracks himself up with
being in the shower bed.
It's good. It makes you laugh because it's disgusting.
You got to go back and hear some of the old shows. You know, that's all there is to it because, you know, you don't understand the joke. You just don't get it.
Oh, let me start over. The other day when I was peeing in the shower, I was checking out my man boob.
Man boob. He's checking out his man boob.
And noticed I had some crap on my nipple.
And he had some crap on his nipple. This is like all the things you can't say on the show.
He's got it all written down, I bet.
He's got like all the words written down.
He's got it all written down. He's going through the whole deal. He's killing himself.
Oh, man. Well, you know what we have to do now? We have to issue a Wilkerson alert because Wilkerson is on the phone. making Stavine turn the podcast off because he won't let his kids listen to it. Which I don't blame him.
Think about that. Oh, God. This was too much.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He's driving.
Wait till I call in and ruin one of your shows.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if I want to go on. Do I even want to go on? Hey, this is a new guy. New guy. Look, Greg from Tacoma.
Washington?
I don't know. I thought Tacoma was in Oklahoma. Tacoma, Oklahoma?
Tacoma.
It sounds like an Indian name.
Well, they have Indians in Washington, too.
D.C.?
Washington State.
There's a state?
Tacoma, Washington. That's
it's not
Washington.
A state. It's just a town. Washington, D.C.
No, Washington State.
There's a state?
You redneck. Come on now.
Where?
Think past Texas.
Okay, Oklahoma.
It's right above Arkansas. Oregon, California.
Oregon, that's
Oregon,
a state.
Oregon, Washington, yeah.
I know where Oregon is, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure about Washington.
Idaho over.
Why'd they
to the
stick
east
Washington way up there in the middle of nowhere?
Utah.
Is that a state?
Okay, seriously.
I thought that was a territory.
You can we
Providence. It's a Providence. No,
Utah.
That's in Rhode Island. Hold on.
That's where the Mormons live.
Providence is in Rhode Island. Rhode Island's a Providence. What? No, Rhode Island's the island, but it's not an island. Is it an island?
Who?
Rhode Island. Is it actually an island? I think we've had that call before. This is Greg from Tacoma.
Okay. Hi, guys. This is Greg in Tacoma.
Did I just say that, Greg? You're going to be more original. If you're going to call in, okay, to the show, and you're going to put up all that energy and spend the money for the long-distance phone call it is to call into my show, because I don't have 1-800 because I'm cheap. You're going to have to come up with something more original, just repeating whatever I say. What? Why are you looking at me that way?
Not looking at you at all.
All right, we're going to give him one more chance.
Still laughing at the robot.
All right, we're going to give him one more chance. All right, now this is Greg from Tacoma.
Hi, guys. This is Greg in Tacoma.
What did I just say?
It's got to be Washington because he sounds like he's from there.
Oh, Washington have accents? Washingtonians
yeah, my
have
roommate,
accents?
My roommate was from
Do they
West.
All sound like George Washington?
And my ex-husband's best friend was from Oregon and Washington, and they have accents.
What's it sound like?
Like that.
like that?
I don't know. It just sounds like he, play it.
I'm just calling to say I really like the show. I've never really had to call before, but now I've got to call. Faith, I'm sorry, but I've got to know what happened with Buford's parakeets. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, you really want to go there, don't you? He was on the edge of his seat wanting to find out what happened to his parakeets.
What happened to the parakeets?
All right. Hold on. Buford! Faith's cringing. Buford!
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, sorry. Ooh. I was out in the shed thing out there. I was out in the shed. I heard you go. Man, I hadn't.
Were you running then?
No, I walked. I hadn't walked that far in a long time. I normally have a couple of rests on the way.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
You need some oxygen or something?
Oxygen? No, I don't smoke anymore.
Okay.
What?
Well, a caller.
I want to be a caller. What was his name? Wish I was a baller. If I had a girlfriend with a Chevy, I'd call her.
Okay. Yes, they want to know, the listeners would like to know what happened to the parakeets.
I had two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Parakeets.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. What happened to them? You don't want to tell us or you don't know?
Well, which one do you want to know about first?
I don't care.
Well, the first one. Yeah, that's pretty much what happened to that one.
You sat on the parakeet.
The second one was very tasty. I couldn't teach them to talk.
Why not? They couldn't understand your accent? Was it too
what
thick?
What accent? I don't have an accent. I ain't too from Washington.
Thick. Too thick?
Did you just call me thick?
Yes.
I ain't good at ciphering, but I know when I've been insulted.
Listen, what happened to the
thick
parakeets?
Thick is as thick does, young ma'am.
Young ma'am?
That's right. Don't appreciate it. What? You know, I'm tired of taking your stuff. I come in here and I'm very nice to you, and you know nothing but insult me.
I didn't insult you.
You think you're hoity-toity and too good for me. You're always looking down your nose at me. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it. Okay. I don't even come in here much anymore because I just, it hurts my feelings and I can't stand it. See, you just laugh at me. Everything I do, you just laugh at me. I'm just so funny.
I can't do it.
I'll be okay. Hold on. Now, listen, Scott. Not Scott. Greg. I'm sorry. I used to have a dog named Scott. But I never had a dog named Greg.
Did you sit on the dog, too?
I had these two parakeets. I'm just going to ignore. I had these two parakeets. I was trying to teach to talk in case y'all didn't hear that show where I was doing that. And it was for the 1,000th show. I had all this planned and everything, but
it all fell through. And then we didn't hear from you for days.
Well, it took me that long to get over it.
Sorry.
No, I wasn't all that upset about it. It's just the salmonella took a while to work its way through and all. But you know what? I didn't have any mosquitoes bite me for a week.
You didn't?
No, because of the salmonella.
Oh, well, maybe
citronella.
We're
citronella.
Maybe we're on to something.
I don't know. I just
maybe we're on to something. What? Maybe we're on to something.
Yeah, but you were supposed to light it. You're not supposed to eat it.
Right, right. Did that taste pretty bad?
No, the parakeets tasted good. I roasted them over a nice fire and smoked them really good.
No, the citronella.
You know, if you're going to do that, there's not a lot of meat on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were little.
And normally when I take a chicken, I put a beer can in it.
Right,
and
right.
You know, it makes it taste better.
Right.
And all, but you can't really do that for a parakeet.
No.
Because you do that, and then there's not much left. No. Just kind of fall apart all over it. You got to take a band, like a rubber band, and put around it to hold it all together there. And so I got me one of them little Red Bull
cans.
You
couldn't get like a slim
them?
Can? That's what I was thinking.
You got one of them little Red Bull
skinny cans.
Well, listen, you can't put a full can on a smoker.
No.
You got to empty that can first. So I decided to drink that.
Oh, no.
So I drank the Red Bull, you know.
Nothing good can come
from that.
And put
the can in the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, the Red Bull hit bottom. Woo, doggies. Let me tell you, next thing I know, I'd done washed all the goats, trimmed their nails. I'd been outside for 4 days and just cleaning stuff and mowing. And I even made like a big yard ornament out of a bunch of hubcaps that I found. And I leveled the trailer, and it was like, good grief, this is like the anti-lazy medicine or something.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bull Mike Easter, that's like more like methone acid or something.
So did you eat the bird after the 4 days, or did you?
Well, sure, I wasn't going to let the food go to waste.
Okay, so did you eat it right away?
On the counter for 4 days.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't good for a bird.
No.
That's had a Red Bull stuffed up his keister. There's a joke in there somewhere. Anyway, so I cooked it and ate it and got pretty sick.
Yeah. Why did you decide to eat them?
What do you mean? I couldn't teach them to talk. They wasn't good for nothing else.
Seriously. So you decided to eat them because you couldn't teach them how to talk. Did you think maybe you could ask somebody else to teach them how to talk?
No, no. I eat every animal that don't talk. That's a rule. It's a rule I got. I'm a legan.
A legan?
I'm a legan. I won't eat any animal that talks.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And so anyway, like the goats.
Yeah.
You know, they talk, so I won't eat them.
Uh-huh.
And
what do they say to you?
You're bad. They say that a lot.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I ate the birds.
I taught him how to say that.
Both keets. I ate both keets. Did I say that already?
You would have had to have enough to eat.
They didn't make much. By the time I cooked them, and they laid their reward, and it was just a mess.
Yeah.
And then I had to, I'd fixed the trailer and all and leveled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent the next 4 days I spent on the toilet and the trailer. By the time I got off, the trailer wasn't level no more.
Ew.
That's quite enough of that.
I think you need to go back home.
All righty. Well, you know what? I didn't ruin this show, just for the record. That was Wilkerson, okay?
I don't think he ruined it.
I think he did.
I don't think Wilkerson ruined it. I think that was funny. But then I don't get offended by stuff, so I thought it was funny.
That was pretty funny.
But then, sorry to all funny. The people who would be offended by it.
If you were offended by that, JesusGeek.info.
Yeah, recall him.
Yeah, there you go. How do you like that, JesusGeek.info?
Hey, y'all through with me?
Yeah, I think that's all Greg had.
Okay, see y'all later.
The door over there. There's the door, yeah.
He's still not right.
He was turning around 3-4 times there.
He didn't really know where he was going.
So, thanks, Greg from Tacoma. Funny. Please call in more, Greg from Tacoma.
He smelled funny.
Funny ha-ha?
No.
Not funny.
It wasn't ha-ha funny.
It was not funny. Well,
it
listen.
It's just bad.
That's all we got for the show. We wasted all that time and we didn't even get to do anything. We didn't get to our Pyromania thing.
What are you talking about? Pyromania.
Pyromania.
What about it?
We're going to do it tomorrow? Can we do it tomorrow?
Okay.
You going to do it tomorrow?
Okay. Whatever. It's tomorrow, we'll talk Friday? What day is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Hello.
Friday.
Hello.
I don't know. What do you come up with?
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
There's your song.
The singing McFadden's, that's us.
Just for Greg.
No, that was Scott.
Huh?
Scott was the one that said
Scott
he liked her singing.
Scott liked her singing.
I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, Greg asked for what happened to
the
parakeets.
You never finished your joke either, remember?
What joke?
About the bird.
What joke about the bird?
That my dad told you about the bird.
I did too.
You never finished it.
I did.
No, you did not. No, you never finished it. Knocking on the door, and that was it. We never finished it because I was like all over the place.
I could have swore I finished that joke.
Nope.
Well, let's see. The bird. The guy. Well, for people who missed it, the guy met a bird in the park, and they were talking. They had a nice conversation, and he was like kind of freaked out because it was a talking bird. But they enjoyed each other's
lucky
company.
For the bird if he ever ran into Buford.
And so, exactly, because he's a Legan. We learned that tonight. So the bird. So the guy invited the bird because the guy says, my wife's never going to believe me that I talked to a bird all day. So he says, why don't you come home for supper, with me, and we'll have a nice supper and you meet my wife. The bird agreed to that and asked what time supper was. He said 6 o'clock, told him his address. He said, sure, see you there. Well, 6 o'clock came and went. Wife thought it was crazy, of course.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There was no
bird.
So I'm not making this joke a lot shorter. So, he says, that's good. So. The 6 o'clock came and went, and wife thought it was crazy. He was like, you're a nut. Hello, I'm eating supper now. No, just wait a few more minutes. 6:30, 7, 7:30. Finally, they ate supper, and everybody was already cold, and they ate supper, and the wife was mad, and she went to bed, and they're sitting up, and all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. The guy goes to the door. There's the bird. I said, supper was at 6. Where have you been? I told my wife, and she's like, she got mad at me. She went to bed. I'm sorry. It was just such a nice day. I thought I'd walk. You see? This is what I have to put up with when I go to Wisconsin. These are the kind of quality jokes that get laid out.
And you know what I say every time?
What?
I haven't heard that one before, Dad, but Brad is so nice. And he goes, oh, that was a good one. Oh. And I'm like, ugh. Dad, that's the 600,000th time you've told me that joke.
I only laugh, so he'll tell another one.
Yeah, that we've already heard.
Because your mom and you roll your eyes. One of these days, your eyes are going to stick in the back of your head, and you're going to walk around with white eyes, just pupils, because your retinas have detached.
Oh.
All right, everybody. That's all we got.
Vayos con Dios.
The Lord loves you. Love him back.